Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
This is Alan Abbey with Rabbi Beryl Wein. Rabbi, tell us about Shmini Atzeret, the holiday at the end of the Sukkot's week.
Well, here in Israel, Shmini Atzeret is combined with Simchat Torah, and we read the last portion of the Torah, V'zot HaBracha, Moshe Rabbeinu's blessing to the Jewish people before his demise. And Shmini Atzeret is a holiday without symbolism. It has nothing to it. There's no lulav etrog, there's no sukkah, there's no matzah, there's nothing. It's the rabbis say that God said it's like you have a wonderful guest and you enjoy the person so much, so you say, "I stay another day, don't go yet." And the Lord enjoyed us, so to speak, for the whole month, beginning with Rosh Hashanah, and then the 10 days of repentance, and Yom Kippur, and then Sukkot. So he asked us to stay another day with him. And that's Shmini Atzeret, is the day that we spend with him. And then the Jewish people converted that to the great holiday of Simchat Torah, the rejoicing of the fact that we were granted the Torah, that we can study it, we can teach it, we can preach it. It's become the inheritance of the whole world. It's been the cutting edge of civilization. And so therefore, it's a time of great joy. And it's interesting that V'zot HaBracha recites, tells us about the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. So one would think it would be the saddest portion of the year, right? The great teacher Moses departs. And Jewish people are literally, ever since he's gone, we've been like an orphan. Because his influence and his greatness was such that no one ever matched it. Rabbis put the phrase in the mouths of the elders that when he died, and Yehoshua, his disciple, who was no small person either, but they said, Moshe was like the sun, Yehoshua is only like the moon. It's reflected glory. So we only had one Moshe, and Moshe dies. The Moshe is mortal. So how come we rejoice? Because Moshe's body is immortal, but Moshe's spirit is immortal. The Torah that Moshe gave us, there are millions of people named Moshe. And we look to give our children that name. Moshe still lives. As long as his Torah lives, so he's alive too. We hear his words to us on a regular basis. And so therefore our joy is because it's really a triumph over death. It's a triumph over our temporal existence, over the fact that we're so limited and so fragile, because there's a piece of us that's eternal. And each one of us has an innate quality to be a piece of Moshe too. That's what the Torah did for us. So each one of us also has that immortality. So we know that in families that's able to exist. People remember grandparents, great-grandparents, and as long as they remember them, then they still exist. And we have great works of scholarship. I mean, Maimonides, Rashi, their works of scholarship. Every time a Jewish child opens the book and begins, and he looks at Rashi, so Rashi's alive, still here. So Moshe is certainly alive, and we rejoice in that, even though we recognize the mortality of the moment. There's even a poem that we recite on Simchat Torah, probably put there by the Lithuanians to sober them up a little. It says, Moshe meit, mi lo yamut, right? Moshe died, so who will not die, right? If Moshe has to die. But nevertheless, Moshe lives, so we will also all live. And that's part of our rejoicing. It's part of the great day of rejoicing regarding the Torah. We also read on Shmini Atzeret, according to the custom of many congregations in Israel, the book of Ecclesiastes, the book of Kohelet, because Sukkot was seen as a universal holiday, a holiday for all the world, not just for the Jewish people. And the universality of that book of wisdom of Solomon has been recognized by all. And so therefore it's read on that day. So there are many, many shadings and overtones, which is true in everything in Judaism, that there's it's layer upon layer upon layer. It's like peeling an onion. There's always something left. But all of that combines to give us this holiday of Shemini Atzeret. The children especially enjoy it. It's candy bags and flags and marching and the general lack of discipline. All year round, they got to sit quiet in the synagogue and Purim and Simchat Torah, right? Everything goes. And that's also part of the genius of the rabbis of the Jewish people, is to allow everything to go, too.
Not only do we finish, but we start again on Simchat Torah.
That's true, because Torah is never finished. So therefore, we begin immediately to read the book of Bereshit, the book of Genesis, because of the fact that the Torah is it's a circle, never ends. Whenever Jews make a siyum, whenever they finish a tractate or the Talmud or the Mishnah or anything else that's important, they always begin the next the next line in the next book to show that that it's a continuum, that it's not we're not here at the end of anything. And I think that that's also part of the joy, is the fact that, as I said before, just as life, physical life may have an end, but we don't have an end. So that's like the Torah, and the Torah doesn't have an end either. So it'll begin again. And when it begins again, so then we're there to study it and support it.
Rabbi Beryl Wein, thank you very much, and let's hope you enjoy Simchat Torah as well.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.